The next poem is a bit longer than the ones I have been reading. It's a poem that I wrote for my grandmother. My grandmother never used to talk English. She knew just a few words only. She spoke nearly all the time in Spanish. She used to crochet a great deal, and she wouldn't crochet just simple things, but there'd be these houses and horses and flowers. She'd take these little squares and fit them all together and make this immense pattern. Beautiful things she'd make. When she died, it seemed as though the center seemed to fall out of one side of my family. This is a poem for her, Mama Doña. The entry is one kiss of ours for 10 of yours, noisily. You speak the words I comprehend and the words they laugh at when I speak them. The words that flowed hardest, like old butter, like lumps. You sit and rock gently, hands moving fast as rain. You sit and hook the lines that mesh into white squares, joining the squares slowly, parts of petals becoming one translucent flower. These are your words. They bloom. They awe me as the others do not. You can make horses, trees, even houses, as you make this brown house, the one the rose vines cover, rose against rust, wooden gate scraping. You hold me as though I count. You kiss me noisily, and yet you do not know me. Now you are patting dough, the warm room. Plop, the dough goes down, round as faces, flat as fear, the money that ripples if I spend it on that wood board. The touch you use makes everything come up smoothly, even the dough. The white feather flower makes signets on your hands. You pat everything. You smooth it noisily. The hands patting are words. I am mute, for they laugh at me. We can talk, and we do not speak. You are the only one the brothers' quarrels cease for. You say all their names till you come to the name that holds that fist back. The blood of your sons is white, is hot, flashes every time I come. You have hands like my mother, fleshy and warm. You are not like some here. The pictures are your words. They are like you, delicate, small-boned, fanning light. They blow in all the window frames, masking dust, masking cracks. They are your laughter. When we kiss you, it is the signal of leave-taking. The day you die, I come barreling from Tucson, the road I do not come up enough to catch at your death. But I am nothing to wait for. I am only eyes, a wordless one. I do not come in time. Death caused this rent in the middle. It is not the flower, not the horse. It is the house unraveling, stitch by stitch. The dough, the small tight map, is spreading. Islands break off. Death rips you out. The one the rest depends on.